All right, we'll call to order this City of Unalaska Historic Preservation Commission meeting. Special meeting Thursday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. Let's do a roll call.
Sure. Swingle.
Here.
Marquez.
Here.
Egli.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
Dean is here. Hamka absent. Williams absent. So you have a quorum.
Roger that. Do we have any revisions to the agenda? I don't think so.
Staff don't have any.
Right. No appearance requests. No new announcements for this stuff that I know of. So the minutes are draft minutes from the December 19th meeting. I guess we can move into public hearing.
If there's no objections to the minutes.
Is there any objections to the minutes from December 19th?
No corrections for me. Looks good.
None for me.
None for me either.
Okay. So in public hearing, we have Resolution 2025-01, a resolution approving the Historic Preservation Commission 2024 annual report and filing the same with the Unalaska City Council. I didn't really have a whole lot to say about this, other than it was just kind of a not much going on here, other than talking about the cleanup efforts. I mean, that was pretty much an update on that as far as that goes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
The public hearing, this is just if there's anybody that wants to speak on it. If there's nobody, then we can go ahead and move to the new business, which is the same resolution, item one.
Okay, let's move on then.
Yeah, there is nobody in chambers for the people on the phone.
Gotcha.
Okay, so new business. Resolution 2025-01, resolution approving the Historic Preservation Commission 2024 annual report and filing the same with the Unalaska City Council.
Sure, so this is, like you said, a pretty quiet year for HPC. Pretty typical for us, though, that you have the one resolution that we approve, which is the annual report, what we're doing now. That being said, we did have three meetings this year discussing mostly environmental cleanup activities and the historic preservation issues around those, because a lot of it is World War II debris. So the HPC gets consulted during those projects as part of the federal process, and we will continue to do that. If you have any specific questions about the annual report, happy to answer them.
I don't. Travis?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2025-01 for discussion.
I'll second that.
I did the same thing. It looks pretty standard. The one thing that I was going to mention is that at some point, I don't recall what the 2011 comprehensive plan looked like. It's been so long. At some point, I was just going to make a suggestion that maybe we should revisit that 2011 comp plan just as it relates to historic preservation, just to kind of see what was on there, because I can't remember what was on there. So that was my only suggestion, was maybe to revisit that just so we could kind of have a guide there.
Yeah, that's a good point, Travis. And actually, I have an update with the comp plan once we get to the planning commission section of the meeting.
Oh, sorry, did I jump ahead?
Oh, no, it applies to this too, but
historic preservation.
Yeah, no, go for it.
No, I think that's a good idea, Travis.
Yeah, so Jenny and I agree. I'd like to look at that and think about some work we could do for historic preservation and, on this board.
I will send a copy of that out to you all after this meeting, so you can take a look at it.
So realistically, is the next time that we meet going to be in June?
It
for the historic planning?
For historic preservation, it kind of depends on what comes up. If we get a request for consultation from like the Army Corps or another entity like that, we would meet earlier. It just coincides with planning commission meetings.
Right.
It's sort of an as needed thing.
So I guess here's where I'm at. If we go ahead and look at this, the action items in the 2011 comprehensive plan, are we not actually going to talk about that till June then probably?
No, if you'd like to talk about those goals before then, be happy to set up a meeting.
Okay.
We could do that before another, like a regular planning commission meeting that comes up.
Okay, all right. Because
you guys can initiate that, definitely.
It just seems kind of counterproductive if we get the report, then we look at it, because at a certain point we would have to ask for some sort of budget if there's something in there that we would want to ask for or change, or and then that'll take another, you know, how long? So next thing you know, it's September or October before we actually get approved to do anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we can do a meeting next month if you'd like to.
Okay.
And send out the report and or the previous comp plan, and we can talk about it and gather any suggestions in February.
How does everyone...
I would suggest, yeah, that maybe if Cameron can get that up to us, we have an opportunity to look it over. And then, even if there's some items on there, or if anybody sees anything that they think we should pursue, or any kind of actions we should be taking, that we could ask for a meeting and we could specifically target those items. If that's something we want to do.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. Does anybody else have anything else pertaining to the new business? Nope. Okay, so then do we take a vote to...
Yeah, we would take a vote to approve the resolution.
Okay, so let's take a vote to approve resolution 2025-01. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, so the motion passes 5-0.
Make a move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay, so adjourning the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 6:07 p.m. And we can go straight into Planning Commission if you'd like.
Call to order the Planning Commission and Planning Board special meeting Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. Call to order. Let's do it's at 6:09 p.m. Do a roll call.
Certainly. Swingle.
Here.
Marquez.
Here.
Bagley.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
Okay, Williams is absent, so you have a quorum.
Okay. is there any revisions to this agenda?
None from staff.
Okay. And I'm guessing we don't have any appearance requests tonight?
Nope.
Announcements?
So we have two.
Oh.
The first is, if you recall, I don't think either of you guys were on the Planning Commission when the conditional use permit for the triplex on Standard Oil Hill was passed originally. I think that was like back in 2016. I think, Travis, you were on it then.
Yes, I was.
So that's been a long code enforcement saga since then. That's finally resolved. The city received a settlement for about $207,000.
Oh, wow.
From that. It's the building's passed to a new owner. So from our perspective, that's completely resolved. And that money is being put towards island cleanup programs, recycling, vehicle removal, things like that.
Nice.
That's great to hear, Tim. Thank you for that update.
Yeah, we're all glad to finally be done with that. You guys might see a conditional use permit for that property again, because as part of that enforcement process, it reverted to being a duplex. And I understand the new owner wants to apply to make it a triplex again. So expect to hear more about it. Other announcement is a comprehensive plan. We're finally doing a new one this year. So Planning Commission will be heavily involved in that. But as part of that, too, we want to get at least one representative from Planning Commission involved in picking out the consultant that we're going to be working with on that project. So I'll be reaching out to you guys probably within the next month to see if anyone wants to volunteer to do interviews for that and sit on the selection panel.
Excellent. The comp plan, this next one, this will be projected for 10 years, Cameron?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. Thank you.
And we're, about 5 years into the first 10-year? Because it didn't used to be a 10-year plan, right? It used to be like a 5-year, and then they switched to a 10-year, like...
So I think you're thinking of the CMMP.
Oh, that's
the
what capital I'm thinking plan. Of, CMMP.
Yeah, the comprehensive plan is what I'll send out. It's what you're asking for the historic preservation, is what I'll send out.
Okay.
And that's kind of the guiding strategic plan for the city.
Got it.
That guides all our land use, goals as a city. Historic preservation is one of them. So it's kind of the more broad plan for the city that we'll follow for the next decade.
Okay, if that's all announcements, we need to, is there any objections to the minutes from, draft minutes from December 19th, 2024?
No objections.
I have none.
That looks good to me.
Okay. Can we move into public hearing then?
Sure, so there is nobody in chambers and nobody else on the line besides commissioners.
Okay, so no items in old business. New business is resolution 2025-01, a resolution approving the Planning Commission and Planning Board 2024 annual report and filing the same with the Unalaska City Council.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-01.
Second.
Okay, so similar to the HPC, this is our annual report that we adopt every year describing actions that the Planning Commission's taken. This was a pretty light year for Planning Commission decisions. I think we have a total of 4 different actions that were taken, whether it's a conditional use permit or variance or plats, zone amendment. So that's a lot less than we normally have. I think just talking to people, it sounds like, construction prices being really high, they're not looking to build a lot right now. So we just haven't gotten a lot of requests for applications. But if you have any questions about the report, happy to answer them. To City Council?
Correct.
That is scheduled right now for the February 11 meeting.
Okay, perfect.
But if you're not able to make that one, the clerks doesn't mind pushing it back to another meeting.
I think I already told you this, but I'm double check here. Yeah, I'll be in Portland on the 11th. So. But like I told you, I should be able to call in if necessary if the vice chair doesn't want to be there to answer questions and such.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I will talk to the city clerk and see whether they'd rather have you call in then or just do it in person at a later meeting.
Okay.
Okay, well, I move to adjourn this meeting.
Oh, we just need a roll call vote on the resolution before we get to that.
Okay, well, let's do a roll call and vote on resolution 2025-01. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion passed.
Did we need a roll call? Sorry.
Sorry, I said roll call, but that was sufficient. So
that works.
Yeah. Okay. So the motion passes 4-0.
Okay, well, I guess meeting adjourned at 6:15 or 6:16.
Thank you.
A little unorthodox. Good
night.
Yeah, have a good night. Enjoy your time in Kodiak.
I'll try. We're seeing you.